We are happy, Bafana Ba style. Wow!
See, that boy Parker is, yo, he's our star. They must give him that jersey number 15. Doctor, he's full of just give that boy jersey number 15.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. What a round of matches in the Telkom Knockout. Four of the seven matches we've seen so far ended in penalty shootouts. Sundowns put on a five-star performance against AmaZulu, and Maritzburg United caused an upset, defeating Bidvest Wits 3-1 on penalties. I was at the stadium for the Cape Town City match against Kaizer Chiefs, and AmaKhosi once again walked away victorious, but I must say it was a truly incredible turnout. Pirates dominated their match against Stellenbosch FC, but only managed one goal. And we asked you to submit your voice note reactions via WhatsApp and also give your thoughts on Facebook. As usual, you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Orena looking for Afonso. Goal on Dango. That's why they signed him.
Starting with that impressive Sundowns performance, you guys had nothing but praise, but I see you are still craving that Chiefs rematch come the 27th.
I said in the Sundowns, but I was still bias or why bambe which were winning a lack.
Yeah, Dukes from China. Yeah, I see today Sundown is playing well, but let's see next week, Saturday, between Kaizer Chiefs and Sundown. I'm still waiting for that game, like serious, but I do believe that Kaizer Chiefs will score 3-0.
Hey, I like Sundowns. The way they played, it was very good. They won 5-0. They didn't show any mercy to that poor AmaZulu team. Yeah, I'm happy. Sundowns were always the best. We are happy, Bafana Ba style. Wow!
On Facebook, you had nothing but praise for the Downs. Joshua said Morena, Zwane and Sereno had a phenomenal game today. Lebusa and Madisha were good. Meza and Jali, good to see them in the starting lineup. Overall, good performance. Gabetswe said, I'm still marveling at Zwane's technical prowess. What he does cannot be taught. It's innate. I wish Bafana coaches could inquire Pito on how to best utilize Zwane. I repeat, much like Muriri, no other player in the current PSL era can emulate Zwane. I'm not a Sundowns fan, but credit where it's due. Siviwe said, we needed 87 minutes to score 5 goals. Others need 130 minutes, but it's none of my business. Issue. Daniel said, Sundowns is ruthless. There is no team to compete with Sundowns locally. Only Wydad can give Sundowns problems. South African teams are very weak if we field our strongest lineup.
And Matoho goes good. Chiefs have the victory. They eliminate Cape Town City, and Chiefs away from home.
Elsewhere, Chiefs sneaked through 4-2 on penalties after a tough match against Cape Town City, and AmaKhosi supporters praised Kieran Bakas after another solid performance in midfield and even showed appreciation to Citizens coach Benny McCarthy.
This is Punyuga Mbanaga Kok, and I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan. Yo, it's all good these days to be a Kaizer Chiefs fan. It's all good to be a Kaizer Chiefs fan. They are winning every match these days, you know. See, that boy Parker is, yo, he's our star. They must give him that jersey number 15. Doctor, he's full of just give that boy jersey number 15.
I think Kaizer Chiefs did play very well with the Citizens, but credit must go to this guy, so-called Benny McCarthy. He's shown South Africa up to this far that he's one of the best coaches in this beautiful country. He's been a good player, and also he's a good coach. But well done to Kaizer Chiefs. Wish you all the best. Thank you. What a great game. What a game that has so many things. But it shows that it was a beautiful game, actually.
Kaizer Chiefs, Cape Town City, Telkom, Knockout Cup. Oh, Cape Town City start like a house on fire. Firing all the cylinders. they keep Chiefs with a back foot. You know, they go until they get the goal in the 34 minutes. When they come back a second half, they lose shape. Kaizer Chiefs started throwing everything to them. They introduced the youngster, Zuma Umsholos. Oh, we come with an energy. They throw everything to Cape Town City. 84 minutes, Amapian, Nokovic, behind the net, inside the net. You can say that. Oh, what a game. Chiefs keep the shape. Erasmus out. Chiefs brief at the back. They started throwing everything. Cardoso starting going forward. Mato, Sussman, they started to do those movements around the ball. You know, Manyama was the man. Kamabilat, Nokovic, Benjamin. You know what? Cape Town City have a players. Mark Manyambela go out. The team started to lack creativity in that midfielder. So Kaizer Chiefs started to play their normal games. You know, getting the ball around. Find the man, you know, with a pass. You know, they take the game nicely from the back until to the last whistle of 90 minutes. They take the team to the penalty. And when you go to the penalty, I trust Chiefs when it comes to penalty. Cardoso missed the penalty in a play game. In an open game, he go for the penalty in that penalty situation. He scored it. So we need players like him, you know, who have a self-esteem, you know. He go for the first penalty, then he score. So Chiefs are through. You know what a game. Benny McCarthy, he try, but I, German coach, Medendop, he apply his method right today. Thanks a lot. Danny Morel, Solo Sport, Morule.
Dipapang said Cape Town City is a very tough opponent to beat. Bitso FC fans and Bucks fans can talk non-stop, but Cape Town City is not easy to beat. 3-3 and 1-1 were the score lines against other Gauteng Big 3 teams. Lebogang said the match prepared Kaizer Chiefs for the remainder of the tournament. All teams are now scared to face Kaizer Chiefs to avoid going to penalties with them.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey Sokala Duma listeners, the Sokala Duma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokala Duma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them.
It's Launch. Launch will strike and he will score, and Orlando Pirates have finally broken the deadlock with 7 minutes left on the clock.
And Orlando Pirates got a 1-0 victory against Stellenbosch FC, but they had plenty of chances for a higher score, and fans questioned why the Buccaneers struggled against a newly promoted side.
Hello to Sokala Duma Radio fans. Yeah, after watching the game, I think Orlando Pirates played well, but then considering that Stellenbosch FC is from the First National Division, they were still trying to adjust with their playing style of PSL, but then looking at the way in which Pirates attacked in the full 90 minutes, they created more chances, but then in the final that they couldn't bury those chances to goals. But then I think it was a good game. So moving forward, I think Pirates have to make sure that all the chances that they get, they capitalize when they face the likes of Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, and so forth. Yeah, but it was a good game.
Onwabile said the 4-4-2 worked perfectly, so stick to it and try to use Jele, Nyauza, Dube and Maela. No offense to Mako and Monyane, but Maela and Dube are fantastic going forward and defending and will need their strengths. Morena said arrogance in the face of adversity really isn't a good look for Mr. Mokwena. The talent is there, but there is something eerie about that guy. And Bashi said if he can give Austin Muowo the chances like he has given to others, he will be a happy coach. The kid is a great finisher and a wizard on the ball. And Bongani said, we need to be clinical in front of goals, coach. We will be playing the chimpanzees shortly and we can't afford to miss sitters like we did tonight. Otherwise, well done for going through to the next round. That's what matters. And we also got a fantastic wrap-up from one of our most loyal listeners.
Greetings to Slopaho and SR Radio followers. Thank you very much for the platform. In this year's Telkom knockout competition, it's going to be a question of ending the drought for the likes of Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. Will we see the first-time winners of the Major Cup from the likes of Highlands Park, Maritzburg United and Chippa United? it's going to be very tough this season. We've seen seven teams advancing, so we're only waiting for one match now, which will be between Chippa United and Celtic. We'll see who is going to join the seven teams from the two teams that are yet to play their last 16 match. Congratulations to all the teams that managed to win and advanced to the quarterfinal of the Telkom Knockout. Thank you very much for the opportunity. This is Smooth from KZN Palito.
As usual, thank you for your interaction on social media. And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show. Club football is back. We have plenty of shows coming your way this week. So keep an eye out. From myself, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella. Have a fantastic week.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.